Well, speaking of Jerry, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Dez Bryant situation is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning.
Well, we've got this deadline. This deadline approaching. Dez says that if he doesn't have a deal by tomorrow, he will not be there. He swears on his children. What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I find that humorous in some way. I think Dez better shut his pie hole before I franchise his whole damn family. That's my thing.
Don't you franchise a family?
Well, he's starting to tick me off. I'm tired of him mouthing off. And I'm a tweeterer now. Mm-hmm. I love tweeterering.
You do.
And I'll tweeter you into the grave, Dez. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? I'm working on one right now. It says, "Hey, Dez, shut the F up. Hashtag shallow grave."
Man.
It's,
hashtag quite... dumbass. Hashtag Steven's got a shovel and a guy in Louisiana who can take care of business.
Quite a threatening tweet.
But I'll tell you what. If Dez doesn't take down that tweet by noon today, I promise you, Dez, I'll take you out into the woods, and I'll franchise you so hard you won't be able to go to the bathroom right for a week.
Golly.
How about that for tough talk?
Well, I don't know if that was just tough talk. He's just saying what he's going to do, you know. It sounds like a game of chicken you're playing with Dez.
There ain't no game of chicken here. And if there is, I'm going to eat his chicken for lunch today and tomorrow and for breakfast earlier today.
Again, quite a threat.
And as a matter of fact, I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to Facebook him, too.
Oh, you are?
I'm not just going to Twitter him. I'm going to Facebook him.
Okay.
And he won't know what happened to him. I'm going to Instagrammer him and DM him some dong shots that'll make Brett Favre look like he's a size queen's dream. Yeah. Isn't that what you have to do? You
no.
have to send dong shots, George.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't do that, and I don't think
you
need
do
to
all
do
the
that.
Time.
No. I don't think you need to do that either.
What's your Twitter? I want to follow you.
My Twitter is at
yes.
George Dunham, my name.
Good. I'm going to follow you. I'm already following Spalding and Charlotte and Bruno and Billy Squire and Brad Sham and Jay Novacek and Eli Jordan.
Wow, Eli.
And Wade. Remember Wade?
Yeah,
I remember
Wade. He
was
coach here for a little while.
Right.
Amy Winehouse, although she doesn't tweet much anymore.
Well, she's no longer with us, Jerry.
I must have muted her somehow. And I'm going to follow, who's the other non-George? What's his name?
That's Craig? Me, Craig.
Okay, I'm going to follow you. What are you, at non-George?
Yes. Yes.
Or is it .net?
It's .com, yeah.
All right, I'm going to follow you on Twitter.com.
Okay.
And I'm going to reach out to Dez on Cyberdust as I'm driving around with Dirk Nowitzki.
All right. All Cowboy fans want to hear is this going to be resolved? Is Dez going to be given a long-term deal? What's going to happen?
It will, and I'm funning with you a little bit on this, but I'm not. And we'll get this done. Look, Dez knows what's in his best interest. I know it's in the best interest of the Cowboys, and we're going to find a way where those two things match up in the Vin Diesel diagram. We're gonna come to an agreement, and hell, look, Dez makes a lot of money. Even if we franchise him, he's going to be making a lot of money, and he's got to realize that. Now, I'm sensitive to the financial situation here.
Yeah,
I know what it's like to go from not having any money to being a multimillionaire.
Uh-oh. Sure.
For example, I don't know if I've ever told y'all this, but there was one time I had my credit cards cut up at Love Field.
Yes, we've heard this.
That's how bad off I got financially. I was up at Love Field.
Yeah.
and I was there for maybe to take a flight or something.
Yes, right. You're right.
And I had a credit card that I tried to pay for the flight with.
We've heard this, yes.
And the agent took the credit card, mm-hmm. and they cut up the credit card.
Right in front of you.
Right in front of you.
With some scissors or some sort of sharp implement that could make it through the plastic
yes.
of which said credit card was constructed.
Yeah. We've heard that story.
Love Field.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we heard.
So I know what it's like to go from nothing to having a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, I pay Gene more each month in look the other way money than I had made the whole first 30 years of my life. Did I just say that on the air?
Yes, you did.
I think you did.
Let's get rid of it for
okay,
now.
Okay, we'll dump that.
So we'll have a deal done. Don't worry.
By tomorrow.
By tomorrow.
Whoa, okay.
And I swear on the lives of my beautiful babies that I will have a deal done
okay.
by tomorrow night.
Okay.
Both of my beautiful babies. Now, that's a serious claim.
Said,
so that shows you I back it up.
You said both.
Yeah, you have three.
No, I have two beautiful babies, and the other one, I swear, is not even mine. He's dumber than dirt on the floor. So rest assured, Cowboy fans, get it done by tomorrow night. Good morning.
All right, there you go. Breaking news there from the